When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ramble.
We have moved storage units since I've been here, and we threw a bunch of stuff out.
So you threw away all my old paintings?
There was no old paintings in there.
I had done a lot of watercolors in the old office.
There
in
was
the
all
in the early days, and I think they
had lunch.
I would do watercolors, and I said, "Let's keep these for a keepsake." And I think they threw them all away.
I didn't see a single watercolor when we did that.
It was painstaking. I painstakingly painted Keith, Zach, and Jack.
Well, what we thought Jack would look like someday.
We did
when we hired him.
We did what we think Jack will look like when he's 40. And I watercolored that, and I think it should have been at the unit, but yeah, we may have.
You know, maybe Jack grabbed that one when we were cleaning it out.
Probably.
Well, yeah. Pretty must have. Did I tell you guys that I had a fun sort of mix-up? It's two airports in Los Angeles, right?
Oh no.
LAX and Burbee.
Oh, no.
Burbank. So I flew out of LAX, and I thought, you know what's a fun little life hack that I've been doing? This is sort of advice that'll go for miles gone wrong.
I know exactly where you're going, because I've almost done
advice that'll go for miles gone wild. Girls gone wild much. So basically, I flew out of LAX, and I found that it's actually, if you have a short trip, it's cheaper to park at the airport.
Park at the airport.
And then just get
your
car.
Even the expensive airport parking.
That's right.
Do it.
So basically, I fly at LAX, park my car, get to my flight. Everything is good. And I'm boarding my flight back from New York. And I'm realizing that I'm going to Burbank.
Because
I didn't book my ticket. My friend did. Yep. And I was like, okay. It's a Sunday night, and I'm flying back into Burbank, where my car is not. My car is so far away from Burbank.
Yeah.
So I end up having to fly in on a Sunday night, and then I Uber.
You Uber to LAX?
Because I was, because Sarah was with the baby
in my
new place, and it was like, you can't leave. The baby's asleep.
Yep.
So I'm like, I just have to.
Oh, that hurts.
I have to Uber from the Burbank airport to the LAX.
And for people not in LA, it's like an hour and a half.
And, you know, I was lucky, Rainey, in that it was at night, late on a Sunday night. So, one, I was exhausted, but it was 50 minutes in an Uber. And then I was like, all right, here's my car.
Did you check your luggage or was it carry-on? Because lately, the Burbank airport, the checked luggage
takes
unbelievably long to come out.
Crazy.
It is like they must be carrying each bag individually off that plane and then loading it onto some little car that travels around for fun, joyrides for a few hours.
I don't really check luggage.
Sometimes they go, sorry, it's full. You know what I mean? Sorry, it's full. Oh, are you group P? They'll be like, you fucking, they'll look at me in the eyes and they go, you're literally a loser because you're in group D for boarding. And then by the time I'm trying to board the plane, they go, oh, you're group D? Sucks to suck. Loser.
Grab a tag.
Grab a tag and this will be at the fucking baggage claim.
And it'll be free though.
We'll do it for free. We'll inconvenience you. we'll send your luggage in the bottom of the plane to the other side of the fucking moon
for free.
I prefer to check my bag.
I hate checking a bag. Desiree, talk me through that because I'm curious to hear your perspective.
Because it's fucking heavy going through the airport.
How big a bag are we talking?
Do you have a wheelie? Well, I just barely.
He's got one of those rectangular ones.
Yeah, I definitely have a rectangular one. I just barely carried my luggage through the airport by myself for the first time, and I was like, this is ridiculous. I'm scared that all my liquids are going to be like, you got to throw them away. And I try, I have too many liquids to be going through them.
What liquids are you traveling?
Shampoos.
Shampoo,
lotions,
conditioner,
makeup.
Listerine.
Well, you're not going travel size. You said I want to bring
the whole thing. No, I'm going travel size, but I have a lot of travel size products. Like,
oh, so it's mostly skin, it's hair, it's everything.
Yeah, it's makeup.
It's makeup.
The makeup plus the skin the skincare plus the hair care.
How liquid does it have to be for them to get mad at me?
Yeah, I've wondered that.
Can I freeze it and then it's a solid?
No idea.
That's a good question. That's a loophole.
Loophole, I froze my shampoo.
Also, Desiree orders a little snack box at every single plane ride she goes
Not
on.
Not every single
one. Do you go to See's Candy and you get like a little...
I love to get those little cheese boxes.
On the plane?
Yes.
The plane boxes.
They're like, hey, for $27.99, you can have a Gruyere and some crackers.
They're like $10 to $15, and I usually have like such short turnarounds like in between my flights that I like don't have time to buy anything there anyway. So I'm like, I'll just wait till the plane.
Guys, I hate to give my advice early, and it's going to be something else by the time we get to the end, but I've been really deeply contemplating a lunchbox. And I know that, like, gasps are being had in the car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like...
Don't you work at home?
Okay. Yeah. But sometimes I want a lunch... No. The problem is, I often go to my little studio, and I'm working from there.
Right.
And if I'm at my studio, or this is the thing with the plane... I'm on the plane, and all the time I'm going, you know what? I just want a simple snack. I'll just get some almonds. And it's like, okay, $12.50 later for a packet of almonds at the store. It's like, this is not worth it. But if I had a little lunchbox, I could sort of make a sandwich or a quesadilla.
A quesadilla for lunch is delicious. Great idea.
Quesadilla to go.
I've never thought of that.
Cold quesadilla?
I love a cold quesadilla.
I bring hand warmers.
Okay. Ew. Hot hands.
Actually, why are we not talking about hand warmers to warm up my stuff?
Wait, there's
it's got a
no
chemical problem.
Well, you gotta you have to shake it.
No, but you shake it and then it gets hot, and so I put it on two sides of a grilled cheese.
But it's not getting like hotter than probably 90 degrees.
You could have a hot plate,
and then your whole dirty hand is touching that entire cheese.
You put it in a plastic baggie.
You wash your hands.
You melt.
You're gonna melt the plastic.
Well. But it's going to grill the cheese. You put it next to a metal hot plate. You're making your own hot plate.
Okay.
DIY.
I have a bag of
snacks in the car if anybody's hungry. And some of those include snacks I got on an airplane.
What kind of snacks are we talking?
There's probably some Cheetos, Fritos, the various varieties.
Is anybody hungry? Goldfish?
No, thanks.
I don't want those. Here's another question.
A snack that smiles back?
I do like goldfish. When I'm on the plane, I don't know if there's a rule about how many... Because I've been really getting audacious with, they go, which one do you want? And I go, I'd like all three of them.
Can I have all of them?
They go, do you want the pop chips or the fucking plantain chips or for me to go away? And I say, I'd actually like, sometimes I'll go two bags of plantain. I'll just order like it's a menu.
Your planes have plantain?
Mine has only pretzel. Yeah, it's JetBlue.
But pretzel's so good in the air. It's like a different thing.
It's saltier.
Pretzels are good in the air.
Yeah, and Coke tastes different in the air, too.
That is true. They did this study. There's a radio lab about it, I think.
Tell us, Miles.
Do you listen to the same radio lab?
No.
Sorry.
I only listen to audiobooks, people.
Anti-radio lab?
No,
so,
I don't.
But basically, it was about how planes long ago, the selling point used to be the food, and then they were like, why the fuck are we putting kitchens on planes? We should make this a bad experience for everyone because it's cheaper. But what they figured out was that they had to season food differently because you taste like 30% more umami in the air and like 50% less salt.
Yeah.
So the way that you experience things is very different in the air because of the
pressure and
the dryness.
And a lot of airplane food is made in Colorado. And a very high elevation.
That's right. It's different.
Oh.
So they do this thing where, like, essentially also the sound affects the way you taste.
That's crazy.
It's really weird.
Wait, what?
Yeah, the because that, like, loud sound of the engine, it affects the way that you experience taste. And so they have to season. When you get, like, if you're on, like, an international flight, and they're like, here's this food. They season it. If you had that on the ground, it would taste weird.
Oh, my God.
It's differently seasoned.
Maybe I should take my box to the ground and then eat it then.
And do a science experiment.
That's not a bad idea. You know what we should do is next time we do it, we should get all their snacks and keep them. And then go to the store and buy normal version snacks and do a side-by-side taste test on the pod. Who's flying next? Zach is. When Zach comes back, I'll tell him, save all the snacks. We'll buy the same snacks and try both snacks in a pack.
Airplane. Eat the menu airplane.
Yeah.
I really feel like we should introduce Desiree.
Yeah, you guys haven't even introduced me. I've never been on the plug
before.
Wait,
sorry. I assume that everyone knows Desiree because she's iconic.
Everybody knows Des.
Hey.
I assume that Desiree is a household name.
As I should
be. Where do I go?
Yep,
well, okay, I guess we can introduce Desiree. This is my friend Desiree.
Hey.
We went to high school together.
What should I do?
Just wait. I have the little app, and we're going to let us open up the gates.
Sick.
Desiree is an employee of Second Try LLC. She
Limited Liability Corporation.
She is from Vermont.
Yep.
And she plays rugby. What else do we know about Desiree?
Well, lives on the west side.
She's very funny. She's, she's a Swiftie.
Yep.
Little known fact, was popular in high school.
Desiree was popular in high school?
Where did you get that little known fact?
Whoa.
You told me.
I did not say that.
Oh, my God.
Are
Desiree
you embarrassed
exposed.
That you're popular in high school?
Desiree is exposed to being popular.
It would be a 50-50. It depends who you're talking to. We're all the way at the end on the right.
Hey, God, I'm just guessing.
Desiree.
One of those things where it's, yep, right here.
Homecoming queen?
No, I was actually junior year homecoming princess.
Oh, that's incredible.
Whoa.
Can I just park like this?
Yeah, you can park like this. That's cool. How I park.
So, okay, so what are we? You've got a bunch of things.
You got a bunch of stuff.
Talk to us about the storage unit.
So I actually right now have receipts, I think, from 2021 or 2022 that nice. Devin asked me to put in the storage unit.
I kind of want to know just what like one receipt is of.
I think we can burn those.
No, one more year.
No, you need them for tax purposes.
One more year.
Some of them might be me doing shady stuff.
One more year.
I think we just burn them.
One more year.
And then I have
one more year.
A bunch of food coloring that needs to go back in our kitchen storage. I actually had way more things to bring, but there was not enough room in this car.
If you see any that are from the podcast department, it's just
podcast department never submits their receipts.
Oh, that's right. We're in luck.
I remember early on in the podcast, I did receipts one time, and then I never did them again.
Well, yeah, that's interesting.
I don't know what happened with that
receipts
project.
Receipts sort of, they got off. They do them overseas.
No.
Actually, outsource receipts for the podcast department.
So that they can do it overnight in England.
They do them in London while we're asleep.
You guys are crazy.
Brighten up the back.
Sorry, but Desiree, what's going on in your world today?
Yeah. Well, today we are still wrapping from war, so we have to bring...
War. It's without a recipe.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, without a recipe.
Literally, I sometimes am like, oh, yeah, I'm going home for war. And my sister is like, are you good? Like, what is going on?
I'm going home from the war.
I'm going home for war.
And so we keep a lot of our kitchen unit things in the storage unit. Mm. So like big kitchen appliances. So a lot of those have already been brought back, but there are still some things like food dye, because we have some in the office, but we have a bunch of extras can store in there.
How organized is the storage unit? Because I remember the storage unit for the first one we had was the shed. And that was sort of a Miles.
That became sort of the rat's little...
It was sort of a Miles project.
Yeah, it was.
And it was sort of a Miles project where I would go in the shed and they'd say, what do we do with this? Let's just put it in the shed. And then rats ate everything.
And then rats got in.
And then we had to throw away everything.
They sort of turned it into a little Chuck E. Cheese for themselves.
It was a disgusting place to be. And then our storage unit was somewhere else. And we sort of hunked everything in there. And then Desiree said we moved to this one.
Yeah, we cleaned out, me, Jonathan, and Jack cleaned out that entire storage unit and moved it over to this one. And we got rid of a lot of things.
This one is
definitely way more organized than the last one, but I haven't been here in a while. And so it's a lot of other people, like freelancers and stuff, that come in here. So if it's a mess,
you know,
it's
probably not. They're just Amazon delivery chucking it in.
We have a whole system for the kitchen equipment because I have a whole spreadsheet inventory of like a check-in, check-out system.
Dewey Decimal.
But we also have all of those freaking Jaybirds in there.
Oh, my gosh. Sick.
And those are taking up so much room.
We only have one box. We sold the rest of them. By the way, is this the episode where we also talk about the holiday party that I was in?
I think we should.
Yeah.
I missed the holiday party once again. I think I missed last year, too. Oh, last year, Sarah was pregnant. And I was shooting something.
This guy's going to put his whole family in a storage unit. That seems rude.
Oh, my God. Look at them.
A lot of children. Hello. So I missed last year's holiday party, but I stopped by the after party very briefly because I was shooting something the next day at 5 in the morning. And then this week I had...
Yeah, but Sarah made it, so that's all that matters.
Sarah did go, which I'm glad she
Sarah
went.
Was Becky's plus one.
Hell yeah.
The man at the door asked me if I had a plus one, and I said, I guess not.
No, Becky gets her own plus one.
She gets her own. I was like, I guess I could have brought a friend.
Yeah, right.
I didn't. Also, a lot of my friends were out of town.
Yeah, a lot of friends
were there. And other ones that weren't there were out of town.
Oh, there you go. Mm.
Well, I had fun.
Yeah, I had a good time.
What was your favorite moment?
Yeah.
I had a very interesting conversation with our DP, Chris. It was we were locked in for a little bit.
What did he say?
Actually, you guys were locked in. I saw.
You were. I was leaving and we're like, what are they talking about?
What were you
about?
Talking about?
So much. It got literally. Well, the thing is like, I'm like, he's around, but he's very diplomatic. There's a shield. And I was like, now is my moment. I will be finding out what his childhood was like.
Oh, really? You went deep. You went deep in there.
I will say Chris and I shut the bar down. We were the last people
that's
there.
That's awesome. That's oh, great. My God. That's great.
And then also the food. I ate a lot.
Were you at Rosa Blue?
Yes. Rosa Blue. That pasta was so good.
Which one? The vegetarian lasagna, the bolognese.
I like the bolognese.
There wasn't enough bolognese.
Of course.
That was my biggest complaint.
Of course there
they
wasn't,
gave us
Keith.
Like four, but hold on. They gave us like six sheets of vegetarian lasagna and six little bowls of bolognese.
Yeah.
That wasn't enough.
Yeah.
My area had enough.
Yeah, well, you guys had wasted food at the end. I saw it.
It was, well, and
you know it's true. You know it's true. Was or was there not wasted food of every single dish that came to your section?
Not every single dish.
Which ones did you finish?
I don't remember, but I know we had empty dishes.
No, they did it.
Yes.
Those are your own plates.
No, here's what I'll say. I was at Desiree's end of the table. The reason that I ate so much is because nobody else was eating. And I was like,
well, to be fair, I'm not going to leave this. Listen. We did also have three people on our end of the table that couldn't eat our food. They had their own individual. That's similar to what happened last year.
They had their vegetarian, vegan, pescatarian, like they had their own dishes. Well, if you're counting... Zach and Maggie, they were in a central area. I was talking about Devin, Michelle, and Leslie.
So,
okay, good.
Why didn't you? And I guess I'm curious, Keith. If you were still hungry, why didn't you go over there? They didn't like you.
It happened last year. Keith stole all of our seafood but we weren't done with it. We were going to eat it.
Keith left hungry.
They were not going to eat it. Becky was secret pregnant at the time, and I knew there were two oysters that. No one knew who they belonged to. They belonged to me. Becky's husband.
Whoa. So you wanted to suck down those oysters.
No, he thieved those from Devin and I.
I did.
Oh, I love
the Major Domo?
Yes. That one, I liked Major Domo more than Rosa Blue, but I liked Rosa Blue.
I really liked Rosa Blue.
Whoa.
I just really, really liked the bolognese.
I loved it.
Bolognese was great, but there wasn't enough of it.
I think Major Domo is like maybe a little bit more upscale. I don't even know if that's true.
It was a little more upscale.
Yeah.
Also, the entire restaurant had been bought out by a different company, and we were on the outside patio. And the
intimacy was Everybody was staring when I walked through, but that just happens sometimes with my hair. But I think it's because we were outside.
It was because they had bought the entire inside.
My hair, she says.
There's another company bought the entire inside of the restaurant, but obviously that's the only place the bathrooms are.
Oh.
So we kept having to crawl through their nice little restaurant to use their, almost like their little bathrooms that smelled crazy, by the way. They didn't smell bad like you expect a bathroom to smell bad. It smelled bizarre.
I will say at the one from last year, they had heated toilet seats. This place didn't.
Yeah, Major Domo.
Heated toilet seats?
Yeah.
For your
they
butt.
They had like a whole like a remote that you can change the whole system for your butt.
You can change
I would never leave if I had one of those. I would always be in
that. I remember because after that, we were like, we need heated toilet seats for the office.
Sorry, Rainey said she would never leave.
Can you imagine? I feel like you just like would not want to stand up ever.
Yeah, I get that.
Isn't it bad?
Yeah.
To sit on the toilet for a long time?
I think it becomes your intestines come
bad
like
for your
drip
prostate.
Out.
Yeah.
Ew, unless your intestines drip out?
They're not going to drip out, Rainey.
God.
Rainey is fear-mongering on the show. But I think it's supposedly, it's like it puts a stress on your intestine.
Yeah.
So it's kind of pushing.
Well, what if I'm not just what if I'm just sitting?
No, it's not good. It's like you shouldn't text on the toilet after you poop because
I'm a big toilet
what
texter.
If you're busy?
No, I know.
What if you're so busy and people are wanting to know?
I know. It's going to make your butt.
But back in the day, though, they were like, don't read the newspaper. Don't read a magazine. Don't do
on the toilet.
Yeah.
Okay, what's wrong with the toilet? Why isn't it just like sitting on any other seat?
Because there's a donut. So think about what is pushed down.
Your butt.
It's your butthole, Desiree. Yeah.
Okay.
It's your butthole.
Okay.
Sorry.
I guess. I just don't understand it.
Look, I'll draw a picture. And when we're in there, you should find a watercolor.
I don't know if we have
a toilet
we actually
seat.
Have an arts and crafts thing in there.
Maybe my watercolors, my painstaking watercolors are in there.
I'm really scared to see what the storage unit's going to look like.
Yeah, let's go in, gang.
Okay.
We'll see you in the water.
We'll see you in the water.
Okay, are we ready for the grand reveal?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh.
Whoa!
Ooh. I sort of thought it would be seven times the size.
Yeah, not a lot of stuff in here.
I thought there'd be way fewer.
We threw out stuff?
Boxes.
We threw out a lot. There was a lot of old. Here, do you guys want to get inside?
Oh, my watercolors.
Try to slither through.
Yeah, do you want
to slither in?
I come in.
So these boxes are the birds?
Yeah, these are all the birds. Jaybirds.
Damn. Oh, sorry. Honestly, okay, we got fryers. We got like a full kitchen set.
Look at these tiny pans. That's adorable. feel like if I was a drummer, I could play a little song on all of them.
Oh, my God. Guys, seeing this makes me want to organize it because it's not the way it should look.
Oh, really?
Wait, yeah, tell us. What do you mean?
More organized than this?
Yeah. Okay, first of all, when you're putting fryers up here, put them the same way.
Oh, that is weird. One of them is not the right way.
Yeah, that's and fucked up.
That's fucked.
I hate this.
These should all be hanging up. I have a picture of how, when I organize this, of what it should look like. I'm a little type Teapot. A with
oh,
this
is that really? You, type Desiree? Desiree, you're type
so
A?
So I'm really trying to learn how to relax because I'm like, well, as long as I don't have to go to the storage unit every single time we bring stuff back, if it just is a little messy, it's a little messy.
I'm going to come here every time I'm cooking a big fucking meal.
Yeah,
my
we got
house.
Except if you do own. It, you got to check everything in and out on my little system or else I'll be real upset.
Somehow I feel like I'm going to get away with it.
Somehow I think you
somehow I feel like I'm gonna get away with it. I'll try to be respectful.
Somehow I feel like you will too.
So these clouds, there's little clouds over there.
Oh yeah, so this is our, these are from Romeo and Juliet Live. Romeo.
In case you do another live Shakespeare,
yeah. Or we need clouds. Never know
something else.
We never know.
Oh wait, I need to get these sprinkles for the video tomorrow.
Oh shit. Thank goodness.
Do you need anything else?
Lighting is
bad. No, but I should grab that file of things for Devin.
I should grab that file.
Okay, let's go through the memories of these. Like this thing.
Let's
what's
go through
this?
Her memories.
That is from the
game
show.
Like a game show.
The gay game show that we did.
Uh-huh.
Eugene's gay game show.
Hey, that's mine.
Yeah, that is yours, Keith.
Take
I was wondering
it.
Where that went.
Take it.
That's maybe Keith's. I will.
Keith, take that's it. A box that was in the podcast studio for a long time in the closet. And I sort of said, let's put that puppy back
what
there.
What even is it?
It's lights. It's an audio mixer.
It was the first audio mixer for the company because I had it.
Yeah, Keith just had it. Wow. And we did our Patreon live streams on there.
It's not a bad mixer. It's probably not great now.
No.
Living in this dusty room that's not temperature controlled.
What I realized after we used it was that the Zoom H6 does that.
Oh, yeah. But back then,
back
that didn't
then,
exist.
Back then, we didn't have a Zoom H6.
This was, I bought this in 2011.
Yeah.
Or something. So, like, at the time, it was pretty amazing. It still
it's
works.
It's nice. It's a good piece.
I might take it.
Rainey, the camera's over here, just so you know.
I am deep in thought about...
Yeah, what are your feelings?
So when I did my informational interview with Will Whitware, which was so life-changing, truly, like actually not even a joke, because I'm here now.
That's right.
He was like, we were talking about audio, and I was like, oh yeah, I know people who like record over Zoom, and it's really bad. And he was like, well, the Zoom is fine. And he was talking about Zoom
H6. Oh, yeah.
And I was talking about Zoom, the website.
Zoom. Yeah.
Classic mix-up.
Yeah, that's
an audio
that's
content.
That's a 2020 plus joke right
that's
there.
That's right. That's the 2020 style.
Man, Skype really fucked up, huh?
Yeah, Skype really fumbled
how
the ball.
How did they fuck that up so hard?
So much so that we went with a company called Zoom that also sucked at the time.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
gotten better, but especially
and
at
remember
the beginning.
Google was there the whole time.
Yeah, but like Zoom cashed the check.
Yeah, they did it.
That Skype and Google Meet
wrote
they wrote forever. Yeah. It was like, who the hell is Zoom?
I used Zoom before the pandemic. I worked for a law firm, like an international law firm. So they use Zoom, like video conferencing to like meet with their clients and
you
stuff all around.
You were an international lawyer before this?
I actually worked as a marketing assistant at an international law firm.
You know, I would love to see that short
I believe
film.
It.
I cried myself to sleep every night.
No.
You know who else failed? Blue Jeans. That's a video like very corporate-y people use Blue Jeans.
This.
And Microsoft Meet, I think, is also one that sucks.
Microsoft Rooms or whatever?
Something like that. They suck. Anytime... A company makes me use one of those, Blue Jeans or Microsoft something. I'm
I've never heard of Blue
get
Jeans.
Get out of
heard
here.
Of Blue Jeans.
I hate it. Because it's one of those
Montana's
that's like,
horse.
This probably won't work on it, so you'll need to download it to your computer. I'm like, oh, God damn it. Just for this stupid meeting with these people who won't like me.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, it's always like pitch room meetings. It's like they're just not, they don't want to talk to you. They don't want to hear your stupid idea.
Yeah, I think, well, Zoom is just so corporate. Like, I think that the logo could really use some zhuzhing, and they need to get some Gen Z in there.
I agree. Zoom sort of, it looks and feels like operating a piece of machinery.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm in a cubicle.
It's like,
I'm looking at Zoom logo, I am in a cubicle.
I will say, I like Zoom over Google Meet. We use Google
really?
Meet, and I
hate
wait,
what?
I like Google way
wait,
more.
What do you like Zoom more?
I don't know. I just can't understand the user interface.
Google Meet is so simple.
I know. I think it's too simple for me. I'm like, I want to be able to customize, do a little thingy-thingy.
Oh, you want to do a thingy thing.
Yeah.
I like Google Meet because it's easy. I can click from the calendar and then I'm in the video. I like that.
You can do that on Zoom too.
Yeah, but it, no, it has to launch Zoom, and then Zoom's like, Zoom is launching. Here's your room, oh, yeah, ready to join. Like now go in. Okay, you're here. Here they are.
And remember the pandemic.
He's got 45 minutes.
You guys have the most insane camera angles on this show.
Oh.
What are you talking about? What are you what talking you about?
Well, Rainey has Rainey Cam.
Obviously.
We're about to revolutionize it because what we realize is we can do the chest mount, but then we can put a selfie stick on it. So this is going to be the version 2.
Yeah.
Wow.
This will be version 2, so all three of us will wear our own camera angle.
Almost and just whack each other with it.
Exactly. I guess it'll be shorter.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Just in case we hit each other accidentally.
Yeah. So, Desiree, Miles is thinking about revamping his look, and I'm wondering what you think he should do.
Oh, I didn't know Desiree was going to be brought in. That was a private conversation, Rainey.
Okay. What do you mean revamping your look?
Well, I basically am sort of going through a fashion crisis.
Yeah, he's freaking out.
Don't, before, I mean, you say, before you say, I know. Because I don't want to hear that. Because
I'm like
fragile.
That sweatshirt.
I'm a little too fragile to hear that right now.
I love a crew neck.
I am sort of going through what I call, I turned 30 and I feel like I want a new brand identity visual wise.
Okay.
Obviously, Desiree, you're somebody who has an iconic visual brand. The hair, et cetera.
Doesn't look great today. It's in a pony, but it's going to do what it's going to do.
Look, a medium pony is a great look. I did
see Kyle this weekend and got it refreshed.
Desiree and Miles are the same hairdresser.
Yeah,
we do have
the same hairdresser.
And also, I recommend Desiree, so I folded her in.
Yeah.
Oh, can you recommend me?
We'll talk after.
I mean, no. I don't. I just need a simple cut, really. I don't need hair color. You don't do hair color either.
I will say a simple cut is pretty expensive from our guy.
Yeah, our guy is sort of a premium hair salon guy.
How much are you paying?
I don't even want to say.
Please.
It's too much. It went
this
up.
Weekend, I paid $175 just for a cut. Not including tip, not including my color.
Yeah, ladies have the...
That is a lot of couche.
Yeah, I'm paying significantly less for my haircut.
Now, I will say, but yeah, I just am looking for like... I want people to look at me. You know, Desiree, when people look at you, they go, whoa, look at her hair.
Dye your hair.
That's cool.
I thought about
Kyle can do it.
I was like, what if I, this is so crazy, but I was like, what if I went blonde?
Yeah.
I think.
That's in.
It's such a crazy move.
Cornelia Snow.
Literally, that's what I was just going to say.
What if you just bleach your beard?
Coriolanus.
The beard is not getting bleached. The other option is that, I mean, one, I could get a haircut and it's a and I'm like a little shorter hair, or I get a mustache, which I think is also kind of funny.
I love that.
Is that bad?
You have a good mustache, though.
It's a big mustache.
You would have a good one.
Yeah, you would have a good mustache.
You
gotta
just go down to the Hulk Hogan first, though. You know?
I just am like, I don't know. I need a change. And then also, clothes wise, I'm like, should I be wearing way more denim, less denim?
This is my tip. As somebody who has colored hair, and so not like this, I wouldn't normally wear because it just looks crazy. But
a lot of color.
But it was raining.
Cool.
It's a kind of a rain jacket.
It's a cool jacket.
It's my college rugby jacket, whatever. But I try to only buy neutral colors, pink, blue, and green, because it goes with my hair the best.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's one of those, what do people call them? Like the not a closet wardrobe,
capsule.
Capsule wardrobe? It's not that. I have too many clothes for it to be a capsule wardrobe, but I try to get things now that I'm like, I could just throw that on with that and it looks fine.
Yeah. I think I just need to like...
You need a few colors or something.
Yeah, and I have a couple items, but I just feel like every day I want to be like, whoa.
I
look good. Mm. I don't feel like that.
I was thinking, what if someone else just picked out clothes for me every day and I would just wear it?
A stylist.
Wouldn't that be nice? Yes. But
I'd
like
a stylist.
Like a stylist who like comes into my house, brings a new outfit, lays it out. I wake up, I put it on, and I'm like, that's it.
That would be fun.
That sounds
great.
Nice?
One thing that has really helped me in a lot of different avenues of my life is I was recently got into drawing. 6 months ago, I got into drawing, and I was like, how do I draw? Like,
Rainey, I don't think you've mentioned this.
Yeah, I've never heard this before.
Rainey's an
it.
Artiste. Leonardo da Vinci just called.
Like, well, it was okay. Like last January, I was like kind of into it, and then I did forget about it. But in the time that last January I was into it, I was like, how do I do this? Like, why does my things look so bad? So number one tip. If you're drawing an orange, have a picture of an orange. So you're not just like, what does that look like? How I can't imagine.
This is a good tip.
Like a picture of an orange, not a physical orange.
That's a great tip.
Yeah, eat an orange.
Either one.
Well, like, I didn't know if it was different, like looking at the orange in a picture.
Yeah.
Well, it could be either, because it's just, you're really just copying it. Like, maybe an orange is hard, like, is a harder one, but like, let's say like,
Very hard.
Randy, I agree with this tip.
Yeah, so I think
I would say many artists would agree with this tip.
If you're drawing something, look at the thing.
Most artists do
don't
that.
Don't just do it from your brain.
Don't just do it from your memory.
Or
until you...
I remember, I think, what an orange might look like.
I feel like maybe an orange is a great one, actually, to try to do from memory because...
It's orange. It's a circle.
Well, but see, if you just
Where's
draw a circle, is that
there's
really
going to
look
there's
like
a nipple
it?
You're fanning about.
And then there's, you got the dimples.
Yeah, there's a little texture to
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and so it's not perfect.
Not perfect. Not a perfect circle. So my whole point to that is I think that you should get a style. You should have a style icon and copy their looks.
Look at them while yeah. you're putting your clothes
yeah, do you,
on.
Do you have anybody you're like, you look slay, Bradley?
I really like how Matty Matheson dresses, actually.
He is a funny dresser.
He wears like really adventurous clothing, but it's like a lot of patterns, a lot of textures, but then like, I don't know,
but
he looks also, fucking classic.
He also has a ton of tattoos.
That's
and
a good
very
point.
Intense hair, so his whole visual brand is a lot.
Yeah.
You have a very quiet visual brand.
I would cry about that if I were you. I feel offended.
You're soft.
Quiet visual brand. I'm going to say into the mirror before I go to sleep. Well, quiet visual brand.
So I'm just saying, you will need to change. Quiet. You need to have blonde hair, a Hulk Hogan mustache.
Yeah, how do you feel
then
about jewelry?
I would
venture into jewelry. I mean, I have a wedding ring, but I would be like,
yeah.
I have a friend that just got into a chain. Like, he got like this cool kind of chain, and then he has a bracelet that
yeah,
matches.
Yeah, chains and bracelets.
And I was
cool.
like, everyone, like, we, it's all we've talked
chains,
about. We're like,
chains
do you
are,
see
yeah, chains
his
are big.
Bracelet?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Do you guys have the same wedding ring?
Rose
really
gold.
Similar. Yes, rose they're gold. Both rose gold.
Rose gold.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
His is bigger and narrower than mine, but they're both rose gold, flat, boring.
How'd you decide on that color?
I didn't want gold, and I think I did the more modern cut. There's like a slope cut versus a flat cut, and I was like, I liked rose gold too. I just got mine on Etsy. It was cheap.
I've worn this ring every day since seventh
That's
grade.
That's chastity?
Really?
Wow.
This is a purity ring.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it, Desiree.
Woo. Jonas Brothers really did one on me, you know?
Joe Bro style.
Joe Bro.
But yeah, I think honestly it would be fun to get a stylist, like someone who knows shit, to be like, this is what you should be wearing. You know
yeah. yeah. I think that we should get a thumbnail and then go get coffee.
That sounds awesome.
Okay.
And then like throw the receipt away.
And then throw the receipt
not
away.
Not let anybody know that we did
it. And burn
it.
Okay, the thumbnail should obviously be us a little bit outside of it.
All right. Hot chocolate for Keith. Keith, what's your favorite flavor of hot chocolate?
I don't love it. I mean, it's fine.
You're not a sweets person.
No, and I do like hot chocolate when I'm playing in the snow.
True.
That is so beautiful.
Isn't that the time to have hot chocolate? After a long day of sledding, you come in and you're cold to the bone, and then your mom has made you some Swiss Miss hot chocolate packets.
I mean, Desiree, you're from Vermont, so you probably have like a very personal history with snow days.
Yes, I do.
Did you have snow days? Because apparently also, by the way, guys, that snow days don't exist anymore because of fucking Zoom.
Yeah, that sucks. I did have snow days. The days that the buses couldn't get to the kids and they were like, it was too cold to be shut for them to run or streets were too slick.
Yep.
Those were when we couldn't come in. But if it was just too cold, they still let you in, but you'd have to have a recess inside.
I hated
at a certain temperature.
Ugh. Indoor lunch was
indoor
so
lunch.
Indoor lunch? You had lunch outside?
Indoor lunch.
Oh. No, wait, no, but what?
Indoor recess.
Yeah, but we just called it indoor lunch. But we watched Ratatouille like every single time.
Indoor recess? Lunch, but it was recess. Was your lunch outside?
No. I'm just saying like recess and lunch were the same block period for me.
You just didn't go to the cafeteria?
So they wouldn't let you outside.
Are we talking elementary?
I'm talking everything.
Any of them.
Donut day!
What do you mean? You could have just pulled in.
There was a left turn going that way that would have prevented me from turning
Whatever,
in.
I would have done it.
Well, it's illegal.
Oh. Desiree's a lawbreaker. Desiree, have you been arrested?
Technically, no.
No comment.
Technically, no, she says.
I've been in the back
been
of a cop car, and I had to be driven home by the cops.
Where? And
underage drinking in Vermont. But that's wiped from my record.
That's not on my record anymore. How'd you get caught? You were at a party?
Yeah, I was at a party. And my friend was inside, so I tried to go back to get her, and then she didn't get caught, but I did. Basically, my brother could have come pick me up, but his car wasn't registered, so he couldn't.
No. Oh, so, wow.
Okay, so I'm going to go in, and I'm going to get everybody a surprise.
Okay, loving that.
Okay.
But I just want to make sure, is there anything, like, something that somebody definitely doesn't want?
I don't like coffee.
Desiree doesn't like coffee. Keith doesn't like sweet.
I love you. Keith doesn't like sweet. Keith, what happened? You don't like sweets at all?
You're gonna go in with that chest mount?
That
might make me
I don't
so
know
ballsy.
What I want. I don't. I guess sure. Give me a hot chocolate. But make it a surprise.
You know what I'll say?
No mint.
What if they don't have hot chocolate?
Rainey, I think that you know me well enough to know what I would need.
I agree.
I think that Rainey and me have a telepathic. Rainey sort
something
of is
that you're like I'm allergic.
No, I'm allergic to nothing.
Yeah,
not even.
Does anybody not want caffeine?
Oh, I would love caffeine.
I don't want.
I
caffeine.
Could have caffeine, okay. But it's also 4:19 p.m.
It's pretty late.
So by the way, I'll say this: I have coffee all the time, at 6 p.m. and it does not keep me up.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what that's about. Do you find that you're kept up by caffeine even still waking up with the little baby in the morning? You sort of have the tireds.
I'm tired no matter what.
You know exactly.
All
that's
the
what
time.
I'm saying, but I don't have a problem falling asleep anymore.
No, I sometimes.
Sometimes?
Got a lot of other stressors.
Aw.
Sorry.
It's okay.
it's the anxiety that keeps you up, not the tired. It's like you're not like, I'm not tired because I had caffeine. It's like, I'm awake because I'm stressed.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, gotcha, yeah.
Aw, Keith, I feel like that was very vulnerable. I'm happy that
you
shared.
I appreciate you sharing that.
Sometimes.
Because I don't even know. I didn't know you were stressed.
Yeah, sometimes.
I mean,
sometimes.
He owns a business.
That's true.
He does.
That's
a lot. He runs a business.
Well, for your troubles, I'm going to get you a little treat on the company.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I guess I would also.
It is on the company.
It's possible I would like also take a very plain donut.
Okay.
Keith, treat yourself. Yeah, Keith's been stressed. He needs a plain donut.
Okay, Desiree, I'm going to give you the headphone. Just make sure nothing sounds crazy.
Okay.
Text me if anything does.
Desiree's running sound. Desiree's running sound.
And that the numbers are going up.
And Desiree, okay. so you basically. Yeah, you were caught underage drinking.
Yeah.
More
than once, honestly.
More than once. I never was caught.
Yeah, good for you. I have stupid friends that I went back for.
You went back for
let
them?
Yes. Let them lose.
No, you never go back for your fallen
one of
comrades.
One of them was literally puking in the toilet, and her dad was a local cop, so I was like,
whoa.
Girlie, we got to get you out of here.
Yeah,
but
that's
then
foil.
We got stuck. I was texting my mom. I was stuck in the attic, and my mom's like, jump. There's snow. We all hid in the attic because we're freaking idiots.
That actually is relatable to me because I was at a party, high school party. I must have been a junior. This was the day before graduation, but I was a junior, so I wasn't graduating. Big fucking party. Kid's parents out of town, but his older sister was there, and she was over 21. And the cops came, and everyone went upstairs. We're all hiding.
Classic.
And the cops go to his sister. His sister answers the door, and she's like, hey, you can't come inside. And they're like, okay. But we see that there are 20 cars here. So we know that people are in the house. Like, we're not idiots.
Yeah.
So she goes, okay. And so there are 50 people upstairs in this tiny bedroom, and we're all trying to stay away from the windows. And she comes up and she goes, who is sober? I need people to come down, at least like 15 people or something, to come down and talk to the cops and get breathalyzed because they know people are up here. So then a couple people are like, okay, I'm sober. And they start going downstairs. I was not sober. So I'm staying upstairs. And then she comes up again and she goes, okay, they know there are more people because we sent like 8 people. And she's like, we know there are more people. Who is stoned but hasn't had anything to drink? Who feels like they can keep it together through a breathalyzer?
That is so crazy.
And then people are like, okay, I think I can do it. We're like sending people Hunger Games style downstairs.
That is so funny.
And then they go downstairs, and finally the cops are like satisfied with this. They're like,
that's
okay,
enough, I suppose.
I guess that's enough people, and like we haven't given any tickets, anything, whatever. And then they we're all like down, and we can see the lights, like the fucking flashing lights on all the trees. Finally, it's like 4 a.m, and they finally leave. And then we go downstairs, and we're like, okay. And everyone like sleeps on the couch. But it was like
stressful.
It was 3 hours of this.
Stressful. That's too long. What are those packs of what that are just sort of taped on that dollar store?
I think they're Pokemon.
But I don't think they are.
They look like Pokemon adjacent.
I can't
they
even
do.
See that.
What we're looking,
I'm going to go look.
What we're looking at
it's so mysterious to me.
50 cent quarters machine with a horse on it. Honestly, we should do eat the menu, but we ride all the rides.
Honestly, these little machines look like fun. I wonder if Keith has quarters.
That would be really funny to ride them. Do you think we'd be over the weight limit?
Probably. I bet you we could throw Rainey on there.
Keith, they're either Japanese or Chinese Pokemon cards.
Slay.
I'm gonna go in and
get
buy some if
get
I can, because they might also be knockoffs.
Don't forget your receipt.
Even better.
That's so
Don't
cool.
Your receipt.
Okay, wow. Well, obviously, welcome back to Desiree and Me's podcast.
Yes.
If we had a podcast together, what would it be called?
I don't know.
Cool kids.
Yeah.
Here's a question, by the way. You were popular in high school.
Oh my God, we're back to this. I would say it depends who you ask. It was one of those things where, like, if you played sports, you were kind of in, but honestly, people were mean to me, but I was also mean to people. So, you know, it's one of those cycles.
So you were a bully.
You know.
You were a bully in high school?
Probably in middle school, not in high school, really. I was the one lesbian in high school that was out. Like,
were you out in high school?
I was out at like age 15. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was that really hard at your school specifically? Like, I don't know what Vermont is like for high school. I mean, it's hard for any kid, but...
Specifically not as hard at my school, but maybe that was just because people already liked me.
Oh, sure. Here's a big question. If we went to high school together, do you think that we would have been friends?
Wow. I think so, but it really depends, like, how would I have known you? Like,
I did theater.
See, I didn't do theater or anything. I didn't really know the theater kids. I only knew kids if you played sports with me or if we were in the same class. So if you were in the accelerated classes, I would have known you.
Whoa. But you know what I'll also say is you give off the energy, because it is your job, that you would have worked tech or in the production of one of these theater productions.
Honestly, I was more into our journalism classes, because back then I wanted to be broadcast journalism.
I see. Mm-hmm. Well, I honestly think that you should do the morning news.
Thank you so much. I also wanted to do the morning news until I realized how miserable broadcast journalists are.
It doesn't seem very fun. It's like you watch it and you go, that'd be fun to do. And it's like, oh.
Yeah, you have to start out in the world's smallest market, so a place, a nowhere town in the middle of USA, and hate your job, wake up really, really early, and it's like, most of it you just have to do on your own. You don't even get your own camera guy. You're literally doing stand-up on your own. You're literally interviewing people on your own. You got to turn it all around in 24 hours. I go, I don't like this enough.
No.
Literally, my senior year of college, my professor was just like, you have to do like your capstone where you're like all doing your own news show, basically. I was just like, I'll be the weather woman.
Weather Woman sounds fun, though.
Weather Woman slapped. I like being the Weather Woman.
It's raining. Thanks, guys. Back to you in the studio.
No, literally, we would go outside. I go, it's windy out. Look at that guy's umbrella blowing by. Like, whatever.
Because
he was
fun.
Like, he just knew I didn't want to do it. And he was like, sure, enjoy yourself.
So I have two really big things.
Yeah, by the way, welcome back, Rainey, to Desiree and I's podcast. You might be wondering, where's Keith?
Yeah, that was my first question.
He went shopping at the
Keith
Dollar Tree.
He got mad. He offended him. No, he went, he thought there were, no, honestly, the answer is funnier. He thought there were Pokemon cards in the store, and so he went inside.
Aw, I hope there are, because I'm going to be honest, you guys, we should have gone to Coffee Commissary. I'm concerned about the quality.
Wait, what happened?
This had 5 stars on it.
By the way, you only brought back one cup.
Yeah, because...
We all ordered something. Rainey brought back a tiny bag and one cup.
Are we all getting a treat, or do we have to share? Are we all sipping out of
this one cup
together?
This is actually both for Keith, but it's going to take 10 minutes.
So wait, what did you get Keith? Or is this going to be a surprise later?
No. I mean, he was the most clear with the orders. I will say I'm excited. I don't even think I'm going to tell you what it is. I think you guys should guess.
Why would it have
this
taken 10
This is definitely like
minutes.
A hot chocolate and a plain donut.
Yeah.
Okay, Keith.
Keith, we can't drive away yet, just so you know.
We are not ready to go.
Oh, what'd you get?
This store had it all. There's video games in there.
No way!
At the Dollar Tree?
It's not a Dollar Tree.
Oh, it's a dollar,
it's,
my bad.
Wait, what the fuck?
$1 plus.
It's something else in there.
What is the vibe?
It has a little bit of everything.
Everything's a dollar, though.
No.
I guess it says $1 plus.
No, sir. There's all sorts of prices. It's a very fun vibe. It had all sorts of things. These are absolutely not real Pokemon cards.
They're like fake.
What?
Yeah, these are counterfeit. I'm so excited.
Oh, that's so
I like
fun.
The pink one.
I can tell they're not real because of how loose, like there's too much air. This is just crazy.
Keith got really counterfeit loose. Pokemon cards.
Yeah, I'm thrilled. I've been trying. Wow. I've been trying to find counterfeit Pokemon cards forever. You think it'd be easy?
No.
Gotta catch them all.
Because they're very regulated well in America, but not at wherever we are.
Dollar plus, its sign just turned on.
Its sign is strobing.
Sign is strobing.
It's the LA that's blinking.
They were very nice.
I saw that.
They had all sorts of other fun knockoff toys in the back.
I see these
great.
Huge dolls with these big dresses. Those are the things
what
that
did you get me.
Okay, so I got you all your heart desire, which was the hot chocolate and plain donut.
Yeah.
Now,
but
we got to wait for the rest of the order.
And they did. It was sort of like, you know those hotel like hot chocolate machines?
Oh, so you just cranked it into a cup for me.
She did.
Oh, it's one of the...
It's like a Swiss Miss.
Oh,
those are the best.
Why was it?
Those are kind of good.
Why was it going to take 10 minutes?
I'm not really sure, to be honest.
I think she got the rest of... Did you guys sell the same drink or different drinks?
Different.
She said...
It's got to be the boba. You got us the boba,
you ordered
right?
boba, huh?
Was that bad?
No,
I just
feel like the boba would take 10 minutes.
Yeah.
She said, I got to make boba.
I have to chef it up. You know, I used
She's
to.
She's making
yeah.
you the little boba tea balls.
She's making you them fresh.
I'm going to make boba.
Keith knows how to make those now, right?
Oh, yes. With precision.
You made bobos for war?
For without a,
without a war.
Without a recipe.
Here.
Or a war recipe.
Okay.
Oh, well,
this is
oh yeah.
A
do
lot.
You want the headphones back or do you want me to be?
Is that a coffee?
It's a hot chocolate.
Oh, yeah. You have to go back in.
Is that your soda that was from the last episode?
Yeah.
From last week? A whole
this
week
is
ago?
My soda from whole week ago.
Really?
Well, from last
also,
week's episode.
I have to say, I was really embarrassed about my GoPro. They kept glancing at it.
Well, yeah. Honestly, though, you could have been like, no, you, what you should have said, Rainey,
yeah.
if they asked, I drive a motorcycle.
Oh.
And I don't
this
keep
is
it on my helmet.
This is for my safety.
Yes.
I drive,
Rainey, I will say you're a little bit louder than everybody if you want to adjust that.
Thank
How
you.
How's the donut, Keith?
It's yesterday's
Thank
donut.
You so much.
It's yesterday's donut? You mind if I have a little?
Go ahead.
Oh.
It's yesterday's donut.
You can tell by just touching it that it is at least a day old.
Guys, yeah, I'm so surprised good. By the 5 stars, I have to say that. I mean, maybe. How was it?
It's yesterday's.
It's not very good.
Well, it's sort of, it tastes like, it's fine.
Let's dip it in the hot cocoa.
The taste is fine. By the way, the cocoa is going to make it better. The taste is fine, but it does taste like, oh, I made this yesterday.
This hot chocolate smells just like I finished
smells
playing
really
in the
good.
Snow.
Well, it's Swiss Miss.
I know. Well, that's what I loved. I grew up on Swiss Miss.
You know, you're like definitely blocking the hot chocolate dip with that hydro flask from that camera.
They don't need to see it.
You guys don't need to see it, but trust me, it's awesome.
It's a podcast.
It smells.
It's a podcast.
Really?
Trust me.
I'm over here thinking about the camera angles.
Now, mm-hmm. There is a lot of donut shops in Los Angeles.
Go back in. Okay, miss
okay,
you.
Rainey's going back in. Keith, all right, you're opening up your counter for Pokemon cards.
I mean, they could be real, but I don't think they are.
They do not look real.
They don't.
Honestly,
they
this dollar looks kind of lit in there.
I know, I'm looking at
Dude,
it and I'm thinking, this
honestly,
is a store I would have loved to see.
I don't think they would like us to film in there. Yes. Yeah,
they certainly would.
I can tell these are fake right off the bat.
Really?
Yeah, the yellow of the Pokemon trunk.
Wow. This
the
is
yellow
crazy that
of
you know that.
The Pokemon. Are you still into Pokemon cards? Are you still doing that?
I don't buy them, but I'm into them in
you
general.
You enjoy the...
Yeah.
He buys artists. Them on videos.
I watch them on
yeah,
videos.
Exactly, yeah.
I watch them. Okay, you ready?
Uh-huh.
That's a guy.
These are they fake?
That's a guy. I don't know any of these Pokemon, but they I think they're real Pokemon.
Are they not in English?
No.
Oh.
This is a Steelix, Hollow.
I know that one.
They look pretty good. Now, here's how we actually can find out right now if they are real or not. If you tear them in half... And there's a little black line in the middle. That means they were real.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, this is like a magic trick.
They're not. There's no black line.
Wait, what is the black line?
That's like the print. It's like something about the manufacturing of real Pokemon cards have a little print thing in between.
Have you ever ripped a real Pokemon card before?
Yes.
To see it?
Does that feel real? Like, is there any difference in the feel that you can remember?
I can tell they're not real.
These are thinner.
They're thinner, and also, like, the color is just a little bit more washed out. Than they should be.
Yeah, but you can tell also the print quality, like, it just feels a little bit.
Here's the thing. Normally, counterfeit ones almost always have good pulls because they're fake. So they put, like, really good cards in, like, every pack. So it's weird that last card didn't have, like, a crazy card in
right.
it.
Right. Is this one for me?
This one's you.
Oh, Rainey got me a frozen boba treat. Hilarious. I've never really had a frozen and boba feels like two things that don't really go.
This guy is tripping.
Are we sharing, Rainey? That's okay. We can share.
I certainly did order another one, but I don't.
Oh,
you
I
know,
like
she
can
did.
Share. Sharing sisters.
I better get a fucking Charizard.
Keith is
Here,
open
I can
for
hold
a Char.
It if you want.
Guys, this is really honestly this little sort of strip mall is bringing me a lot back to where I grew up. The dollar is indicative of a strip mall, really close to my house in Hillsborough, North Carolina. Just the way that it all sort of exists.
I think you should chug a little bit of that, Rainey. Chug, chug, chug.
Not bad.
Chug.
These
chug,
are pretty good chug, counterfeit cards.
You chug, having some, Rainey? Chug. I guess I'll have some of mine. This is the.
Boba.
And Rainey, which one is this?
Okay, so essentially, who the fuck knows what that is? Because I thought I ordered it.
Rainey, what
did
you order?
Sorry, Rainey, what did you say when you ordered it? Who the fuck knows what that could be? It looks, it's gigantic, it's frozen, it looks like coffee, and
it
there's
so
boba.
Good.
But I know, but I want to know what it is.
So
it's going to be like poop flavor.
It truly could be one of three things. Okay.
What? Okay.
I tried to order first, death by chocolate with 2 espresso shots. She said, we don't have espresso. So could
Wait,
be
it was
that.
On the menu, though.
No, but death by chocolate was.
Okay.
I thought they both said they didn't want
Because I was going to get that for you.
I don't like coffee, Rainey.
Oh, fuck. That was the only rule. Okay.
This tastes a lot like coffee creamer.
Really? Then I don't know what that is.
Oh.
Okay, that's one option.
What else do you think you could order?
But she said didn't have espresso shots, but I was like, okay, maybe she got the death by chocolate. Then I also ordered horchata.
This is what that is.
Oh, okay.
This is a frozen horchata.
Yeah.
This is a froze chata with boba. This is a cultural sin.
It's just a mashup.
Horchata with boba.
Oh,
frozen with whip. This is a wild combination. Because horchata is so sweet, regularly with whip.
Also, the boba doesn't taste good.
The boba tastes a little bit like it was accidental.
Yeah.
What flavor did we get?
Would you rather have this or coffee commissary?
That's a really good question.
Coffee commissary would have been a lot better.
Okay. And thank you, Keith. Thank you.
Sorry, guys. The Yelp reviews really had us on all stars.
This hot cocoa is...
It's Swiss Miss.
I bet you your hot cocoa is better than ours.
This is so...
Okay.
Yeah, our drink sucks.
This is forbidden. You got a Thai iced tea.
I think a Thai iced tea.
But it's like it doesn't really taste like Thai iced tea, and it does taste like artificial flavor.
Well, I think that what's fun about this is that we all kind of... We had an experience.
The boba, the way the boba tastes isn't good.
You think
I keep sucking them up.
You think it's rotten?
I don't know. I don't really know what rotten boba tastes like.
I feel a lot like we're on a road trip. And it just has me thinking, when in our lot, like, you know how sometimes you're like, oh, wow, I didn't expect to be here. I'm thinking, what if a couple times you're on the road? How did the four of us end up on a road trip together?
Outside of flashing Dollar Tree signs.
Actually, no, here's how.
It's actually dollar.
Someone who works at Try Guys is like getting married at a destination wedding. Somehow, me and Keith's wives are plogging
on the way to the wedding.
On the way to the wedding.
Yeah, makes sense.
Exactly.
Zach's with us.
Exactly. That's exactly.
That's fun.
Okay, wait. What if I do a destination 30th birthday? Because I've been thinking about what I'm going to do in 2 years for my 30th birthday.
A destination birthday party is so
funny. I know.
Funny.
Something that
we can all
drive to and then you guys can plog on the way.
Okay, Big Bear.
Yeah.
In the summer?
Big Bear in the summer, me and my friends went, and we swam and stuff, and it was really fun.
Big Bear in the summer.
Are we still recording?
We are.
The sun went down, and I feel like something happened.
It's only 4:30.
But the sun, I hate it. I hate the sun going down. And when the sun goes down early.
Go off.
I keep drinking this.
I keep drinking this, too, and it's, if anyone else wants a sip,
mine's
go for
lovely.
It.
I'm kind of jealous of yours, Keith.
You honestly can have it. It was lovely, but I can't just drink a quart of chocolate.
No,
this is also like, that was made with water, probably.
Oh, yeah.
This is like, they took creamer, like coffee creamer, and they blended it up and added fucking cinnamon to it. It's so, so sweet. With boba that's rotting, apparently, according to Desiree.
I don't know. Maybe our boba's different, but mine's not good.
They're definitely the same boba.
Okay, here's the problem with the boba. It's flaccid.
Ew. Oh, man. I didn't even have a flaccid boba.
I'm not drinking the rest of this.
Yeah.
The boba is too flaccid.
Okay, pass over that hot chalky.
Here you go. There is a little bit of donut debris.
I'm sure there is.
Just so you know. There's donut debris in the chocolate. It's not gross. It just is weird.
This is a perfect hot chocolate.
Right? It is. It's pretty good hot chocolate.
Swiss Miss is classic, man.
I love Swiss Miss.
I did get donut in that one, and that was kind of repulsive.
Yeah, I did. I warned you.
Yeah, you did.
You ever make Swiss Miss with milk?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kind of creams it up, huh?
All right. Keith, hit it to the office.
Keith, hit it to the office.
Drive!
Well, Desiree, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I hope you enjoyed my storage unit.
I really did. Oh, my God, I have a headache from the fucking horchata.
Yeah.
I don't know
my
why.
My stomach doesn't feel good, and I only had, like, two sips.
So are we going to go back and give them a one star to bring down that five-star rating? Guys, they had a five-star. Everything was good
in
there.
And it was, like, 50, right?
Yeah, there was six.
Crazy.
Good amount of votes on
five
there.
Five-star review?
59 five-star reviews.
Shit.
Look at it.
What if they bought them?
It says Nut Den. Oh, my God, there was cum in that.
Ew. Oh, God. Do you have to deal with this all the time?
Literally.
Rainey, cut it.
The amount of things that came out of Miles's mouth already, that she's like, he's like, I gotta cut that one.
Well, of course.
Honestly, I don't even. I mean, last week I did say like a lot.
Rainey's saying wild stuff all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I am. I'm honestly kind of proud of myself. I used to be sort of prudish.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah, I used to like honestly never talk about farts.
Wait, talk about farts? Is that what you're saying?
We're talking about farts all the time.
Every episode, top of every episode.
We honestly, sometimes we bring it up again and I'm like, whoa, we really do bring this up every time.
Why do people listen to that?
That's a good question.
Well, don't let them think about it.
Don't let them consider that they couldn't.
Don't
I think
ask
think they're
them,
trapped.
Yeah, don't do that.
Wait, Rainey, you were prudish? You didn't want to talk about bodily stuff?
Yeah, like literally my mom was like, I can't believe you talk about farts so much on the tripod. Because I literally used to, like, never talk about it.
I feel like that's a very big female thing, honestly.
Yeah. Everyone's scared of the gas.
Girls don't poop.
I remember somebody, this really popular guy in middle school, coming up to me and my friend being like, I have a really important question. Do girls poop? And I freaked out.
You fumbled the answer.
Well, what do you say if you're 13?
No. No,
I'd be
we
like,
don't.
What do you think?
Yeah, what do you
it,
think?
You make it a little flirty.
Yes,
somehow.
But it's different than yours.
Mine's pink with glitter.
With glitter.
Well, if you want to,
how are you gonna end that one?
Get become more.
If you want to poop.
If you want to be less prudish in your life, maybe nice you teeth. Could do that with a little advice from our very own Miles Bonsignore with advice that'll go for miles.
It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Tune it to your radio station. It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Everyone get ready. Miles Nation. Miles Nation, go. It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Advice that'll go 4 miles.
Look up, Rainey. All right, look up. I think it's not this, but look up Odwalla water bottle.
Yeah, what about them? I love them.
Is it called Odwalla?
Odwalla.
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 Have you ever wanted to soak yourself raw?
Keep going.
Have you ever wanted to waterboard your thoughts?
Yes.
And hydrate beyond belief?
Yes.
I have revolutionized what it is to sip and what it is to suck. to go. I've been slurping and sucking my way through a new water bottle. I have to tell you about it. Basically,
Miles' advice on how to suck.
Not an advice. Is an ad. This is an ad that you're not being paid for.
Okay, but I took a back pocket deal for the water bottle company.
Honestly,
if
I support where this is going.
If you are a hashtag Odwalla partner, then I get it.
I support where this is going. I also
I'm
love
not,
these water bottles.
But I did get a new water bottle, and I really love it, and it's been making me suck the water down. Odwalla water bottle is a really good water bottle to have, and here's why, Keith.
Wait, we're passing the airport. Check out the planes, everybody.
All right, hold for plane.
Hold for plane.
Hold for plane.
Not audio.
Not visual. For the audio, for
visual.
The video.
Anyways, proceed, sorry.
Basically, it's a water bottle. Oh, do you have to choose between being able to suck and being able to gulp? No longer.
Nope.
Because other water bottles are like, here's a little nipple for you to fucking play with.
No
or,
nipple.
Or here's a little open faucet for you to drown yourself in. What's great about the Odwalla water bottle is you can have it like where the water bottle stays upright and you go like through a little straw.
Yep.
Or.
You can guzzle it down like it's a big vat of juice.
Yeah.
And I really like it. The colors are really cute on it. And it's got a little safety cap. It's got a little a fun spring-loaded cap mechanism. Yep. I really like it. If you're thinking about getting a water bottle, it's been a while for me since I've had a water bottle that I really liked.
Agreed. Me too.
And I really like this one. And I just want to say that I feel like I was really dehydrated for the last 9 years.
Whoa.
And well, I think that only now am I hydrating properly.
I like a lot of different water bottles.
Nope. I'm gonna say Odwalla water bottles are also the best. I got a bunch for home my family
can
for
you
Christmas.
Wash them? Can you put them in the dishwasher?
Yes, you can put them in the dishwasher.
Okay, sold.
Most of them you can.
Top shelf.
Top shelf item for a top shelf gal.
I will give you one little tip though. So there's this little rubbery.
Desiree's tip of the week.
There's this little rubbery part in the Odwalla water bottle. And if you don't clean that regularly, it will get moldy. But you can remove it and replace it.
Ooh.
Odwalla is kind of making, trying to make a buck out of everybody, and they will not give you a replacement part. They will only make you buy a $6 lid. But on Amazon today, I actually did just buy new replacements for the little...
Because your water bottle was molding?
I don't clean my water bottle as much as one should.
People forget about that.
Yeah, and also sometimes I put liquid IV in it when for like rugby, and then I leave it in there.
You can't put other stuff in.
That's, you know, I needed some electrolytes one time.
Yeah.
And,
honestly, what you should do is you take them like a shooter, which I know you know how to do, Desiree. And
correct.
But I like to sometimes take the liquid IVs or the little powders or the tinctures in a small thing, and then I just... Because I feel like it's such a risk. You risk your water bottle smelling like that liquid IV for the next 10 years.
Mm-hmm. I totally get that.
It's like when you're in college and you foolishly put liquor in a water bottle. I think you can just clean it out.
Bad idea.
I will say, I don't know, maybe try it in your Walla water bottle, but I just clean it out when it's good.
All right.
I'll let you know because I have had liquid IV in my water bottle since Saturday, and I haven't opened it, and I will open it tonight at rugby practice.
Oh, wait. Sorry, Desiree. You put a flavor in your water bottle that's existed there since Saturday?
I kind of put it in my rugby bag and I forgot about it. Desiree. Usually I do use it every day, but when I don't have it with me, I just forget.
Pray for Desiree.
Hashtag pray for Desiree. Desiree, that's going to be really, really moldy.
Well, hashtag pray the Des array.
If it's not moldy, though, then it's also concerning because it's like, this isn't food. You know what I mean?
This is like powder.
I've even found that
sometimes washing a water bottle, sometimes it'll smell like the soap.
Yeah.
It's just a risky maneuver to wash a water bottle, but you got to do it.
You got to. Safety first.
Maybe just hot water.
You know it's not a joke? Safety.
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 Keith, it is with the official Dry Bod theme song.
Well, thanks for coming with us to the places that we went. We went and put some things away and then got some shitty drinks. And Keith bought some counterfeit things from Japan. And then we headed back home in a van. The Dry Bod.
Have a good ass week.